Now, I was given at the end of the last hour by Don Hurley here, the tarot pack. And after a little break, I want to talk about this a little bit as in relation to these symbolic archetypes of Jung. An awful lot of this can be read that way. But before doing this, I want to say that I know nothing about the tarot. I was given this pack only about 4 hours ago, and I've spent the interval in meditation on them with some recollections of some things I've heard about the tarot. And so what I'm going to say is going to be simply my own reading of this, and many of you will know how to correct me, and I ask you to do so, so that we'll get this thing fairly all right. Well, with a break now, about 5 minutes or so, and perhaps the door opens so we can get a little air. The tarot pack that I have in my hand is, like all tarot packs, divided into five groups of cards. There are four suits, and then there is an honor series, a series of honor cards. Four suits and an honor series. The four suits are wand or rod. All right, rod. Here they call it the pentagram, but the more usual term for the other is coins. And then there's the sword and the cup. Now these correspond to the suits in your normal pack of cards. This would be clubs. Clubs. This would be diamonds. This would be spades. Espada. Sword is mistranslated as spade, and so we have in our pack the spades. And the cup has become hearts. These represent the four estates in the traditional society. The church, the chalice, which of course in the Protestant community, since one's conscience is to be one's guide, becomes the heart. The guidance is shifted when you move from Gothic to Reformation, from the chalice of the Mass to the heart. The sword, as I say, has been mistranslated as spade in our cards, and the sword is the symbol of the aristocratic caste or class. The priestly, the aristocratic. This is the merchant, whether he's dealing in diamonds or in coins. This is the merchant category, and the rod is the club of the churl, of the physical man. Now, in each of these suits, it runs up to the number 10, and then there follows, see, these are in the style of the medieval court. It follows the page, the knight, the queen, and the king. This for each suit. So I've briefly talked about the four suits.